Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Digging Deeper. It's not Will. It's not Phil. It's not a celebrity person at all. I guess you're kind of a celebrity. It's Blake and Alexa.
Everyone's favorite duo. I would vote for us.
And we're doing it a little bit later tonight because you were watching football or something, right?
Being very social. Thanks for accommodating. I know it's probably smack dab when you'd be having dinner, but much appreciated.
No, I'm not a big eater. I think everyone...
Yeah, who needs that? You do great on Survivor.
Speaking of people that ate last night, all the Genevieve fans, the Rachel fans, what did you think of the aftermath? I mean, I think let's go ahead and say what we're doing here a little bit. This is normally what Phil does, so we got to figure out how to fill it up a little bit.
We should do our I hate that and I love that. We should do our best Phil impressions.
I love Survivor. Wait, where's my glasses at?
Wait, let me talk about the line. Let me talk about Survivor, and then we need to just start. Oh, nice glasses.
You actually look more Phil like had, Phil?
You do look more like Phil. We need to talk about the Lions and complain.
Oh, my God. My Lions are going all the way this year.
My Lions.
Okay. So last night, we had the aftermath, but I think it was basically some of the most interesting, like, man, Genevieve's a big pain in my ass. And then Rachel saying that, and then Genevieve going, Rachel's a big pain in my ass. I have to babysit her. I have to fight her in immunities. It feels like it's the most gladiator. It almost feels more gladiator than Gladiator 2.
That says a lot about Gladiator 2. Or a
Did
lot
you watch
about
it yet?
I haven't yet.
Oh my goodness.
They have had, I've really liked their rivalry this season, and it sounds like this may have been a better rivalry than what we saw in Gladiator 2, but I feel like so often we're kind of have a rivalry either put on us, or it doesn't really seem like a rivalry until it's too late. But at least on Genevieve's side, she's been gunning for Rachel for months, it feels like. So this did feel like a really nice payoff to their, it's not a feud because it was mutual respect. So I liked it. I knew it's coming because there isn't enough space for both of them. And Rachel got the best of her.
Which is crazy. Cause like, I think we have been paying attention more to Genevieve in the first part of this. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard from you in a while. Were you team Genevieve or team Rachel throughout this whole season?
I liked both of them. I know that's not fair, but I was more team Genevieve. I loved that she kept scraping by. Like Rachel, even though I feel like both of them were on the bottom at various times, Rachel had always felt like had more stability, probably because of her idol. But Genevieve should have gone home 4 weeks ago. And she just kept hanging on. And
that's a month.
I love that. That's a month. Guys. Exactly.
That's like 6 hours of content since she was dead to rights, which is probably the most hours of Survivor anybody has ever been dead to rights and not go home.
Two
besides
days for
the
her
couple
on
winners.
The island. Yeah, right. 2 days for her on the island.
That's what's crazy to me is like it was like day 24, and like, but all this happened like day 21 or something. So it is something we are doing over a month that took them, like, you got to get over it now. And I think that was a pretty interesting thing of, I did not expect the aftermath of Operation Italy to have Teeny be like, no, great move. Now I'm on your side immediately. Let's get rid of Rachel. I was like, damn, that was quick.
Yeah.
She was like ladies to the end completely. And like, she even said like, Genevieve has like backstabbed me 3 separate times whenever she gets her out at 5, but she was willing to work with her at 6. And you're just like, what is going on here of like Operation Italy then? And I think the one other thing I want to say, just to get it out of the way, I loved Operation Italy. I was so on their side. Awesome. I literally said this last. It was so fun. And then immediately in this next hour, I was like, oh my God, go Rachel and Sue, which yes. I never thought I would ever do. I kind of cried a little bit whenever Rachel had a moment of like, this is my time. I'm so excited. Mm. And like the owning of Andy of like, that's a payoff of like whether you loved him, hated him, thought he was kind of quirky, or he's going to come back for All-Stars. You knew his ending chapter was either like everyone berating him at the finals or like somebody's getting him harder than he has gotten everybody else. And for being the person where he's like, blindsides are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
And he goes harder than anybody is kind of like, okay, I flipped back and forth. And then I was sad when Genevieve went too. So I like flipped from 7 to 6 to 5. It feels like I did my own personal Andy in my head of just flipping around.
This has been, and I don't want to discount Sue, but I feel like Sue isn't going to win. But even last week, like, I know, shocking. We'll get to her groundbreaking idol play. I don't want to not mention her. But even like last week, like Caroline, I really liked too. There was something about her. And I felt like this was a final seven that, and I was rooting for essentially every single one of them. And I love Rachel. I love Genevieve. I think Sam is really fun. And Teenie, although like they're struggling to find their way, Teenie's very relatable, like just like with the flailing and not being able to figure it out. So
we've all been Teenie before in some kind of spot.
We've all been Teenie, and Teenie ends up, to your point, Teenie ends up voting with Genevieve last night, like to the end. She votes for Sam.
Right.
So I'm with you. I want all of them to win.
Because Teenie did the whole like, oh, I tweeted it was part of the plan, but like they showed Teenie.
Oh, I missed
like,
that. What was that?
Being like, oh, it's part of the plan. If there is an idol, then we're covered. But then why do they have Teenie like wondering what to write down and like her saying to the camera, like, give me another 30 seconds. I got to think about this is like
oh, so Teenie tweeted that was
it was
like
all
an
part.
Intentional...
Like I did it on purpose. And you're like,
yeah,
I guess... aren't you excited to vote out Genevieve? Like, let's go.
Right. Or Sam, and Teenie been wanting Sam out for a while. So yeah, I thought it was a good, that was like a nice emotional sad thing that we watched, but I think like where Genevieve and Teenie had that conversation, Genevieve was like, I know that I've done this to you over and over. And she was honest with Teenie about the fake idol. That was just super real. And I feel like it's a pretty real group of people. And that's why it feels so good. I was surprised that Rachel picked Andy to go home though. I was a little surprised by that.
I'm going to show this because I forgot we'd show all the ones where they.
Oh, where are these comments at? Oh my God. Hi, everyone.
You got to go to comments. Somebody said, oh my gosh, Alexa and her beautiful smile was missed. You have fans.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Alexandra.
Thanks for those $2 that's going straight to Phil.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll get a dollar of that.
I'd be honored.
I think another thing that went through my head last night is like, why are we stopping where we're stopping? Let's go ahead and watch another hour. Why are we waiting a week?
Day 4 hour, 7 day finale is not for me.
Not for me. Not at all. Of like,
it's the penultimate episode.
And I hate that word. Why is there a word that means the second to last? We should just say this is the second to last episode.
It takes too long, Blake. That's such a mouthful.
I mean, I don't want to argue vocab with Jeff Probst, but I do think it feels like when we think back about this 5 years from now, we'll be like, what we saw last night was the most relevant part. Like unless, yeah. Like, what could happen next week that would, like, completely throw off, like, that's why they had to do two. Like, Teenie just straight up punched Sue in the face and got taken out, drags, and they brought Andy back, and then Andy lost fire. Like, that's the only thing that could possibly happen. Not that Teenie would punch anybody.
No, I like Andy coming back from Ponderosa / Edge of Extinction to then promptly go home again.
Yeah. Which would be his whole thing.
If I think about it too much, I like it less. But like if you think about it right now, it's like we just got, otherwise, if we flip it to the way we're used to, Genevieve would have gone home in like a quickie 20 minutes next week. We got a real send off for her and Andy, and we had 2 full hours for it. My problem is there is so much dead time in finales. And especially now, it's only going to be the final four. So I don't really know what they're going to do to fill that time. And because no one's actually voting, it's really not interesting.
And if they did, like, and that's why we're going to spend even another 20 minutes on the challenge. I don't want that either.
Like, oh, I see what you're saying. 20 minutes is a bit excessive. Like, the final challenge is always really good.
Which I think they were like running towards something, which I'm like, I don't remember. I guess maybe they're going to roll the ball up the wall again. But okay. So if we want to dig deeper, I think we talked about it on the after show with Will and Blake, because Phil is literally not here.
Where?
He went to Disneyland or something.
Oh, yeah. He did what? He never goes there.
But, I think the thought process of like, if Rachel wins, are people going to be like, yes, no, she's a great winner or not? I think it's just such a like, why do you think Sam is so far behind Rachel in people's thinking they're going to win or not?
I think with Rachel, there were two items of her gameplay that were really unique. Well, one of them, I think her shot in the dark play, we haven't seen anything like that before. And that showed a lot of foresight. And I am actually shocked she ended up telling Sue, because the two of them ended up, I don't know where the two of them came from, but she kept that idol. How many people watch TV and say, I can't believe someone's talking about their idol? She kept that shut down for so long, and it really was a complete surprise to everyone except for Sue. And I think a lot of people will respect that, because idols, I feel like, have lost so much power because everybody knows about them. When it comes to Sam, I don't know. He was part of Operation Italy, which everyone seems to have respected. Caroline doesn't seem thrilled, but she'll be okay.
Fuck that. Or whatever.
That was unbelievable. There's so many blurred mouths, but once in a while, there's a really good one, and she was pissed. It was amazing. But I don't think Sam, and also Andy's not there. I feel like if it was Sam and Andy at the final tribal, Sam would have a lot more to work with. So that's why I think Rachel's a lot farther ahead than he is. What about you?
I think it's just weird to me, like, oh, he's the underdog. He's clearly going to win if he gets to the end. And then a certain thing snaps and it's like, Rachel is just getting closer to the people that are going to eventually be the jury. Like, everybody that's eventually going to be the jury is just going to be an adversary to Sam. Yeah. And it's not really a good time for him to be like, hey, remember that time you were trying to get me out and I was trying to get you out the whole time? Like, I got you out and you didn't get me out. And that's not good enough anymore for Survivor winning.
Yeah, and he doesn't have an advocate, I don't think. Maybe no. Andy, but...
But, like, Sierra's like, so... Andy was like, I'm literally going to vote for Rachel to win 3 times if I can get my AI computers up in Ponderosa. There's going to be 11 votes for Rachel to win.
11-0-0.
First time in Survivor history. And then Jeff goes, if you want to win 11-0, get your application in. We're still looking at stuff all the way through January 25th.
Submit that AI-generated video.
Yeah.
I think maybe this is also a downside of our two-part finale, is we are now walking into a final four with really only two potential winners. When if we had it at our usual, we would be talking like, oh my gosh, is it Genevieve? Is it Sam? Or is it Rachel? And that's 3 people's a lot. It's just a lot more exciting.
It's whenever the numbers are that small, adding one more possible winner is way more like we can talk about that. Like, truly it is like, is this going to be the hardest podcast? Like that was some of the best episodes of the season, but this is going to be some of the hardest podcasts of stretching out. Like, what do you guys care about at home? Like, ooh, because like it is so much a, do you think Teenie can win? It's like, no,
I don't think so.
Do you think Sue can win? No. And then it comes down to like, does Sam win immunity or take fire or do, and like, I don't think that's ever been my favorite question to ask or answer, really, about the Final Four.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I guess if the when it comes to digging into older seasons, I'm trying to think of other times where the finale felt, I don't want to say anticlimactic, but it wasn't five people super duper strong. I feel like with David versus Goliath a bit, that was the case. I think, like, I remember really liking Allison, but I knew she wouldn't win. And then she went out in Final Five, and it kind of just felt like Nick was going to win for the remaining right. 2.5 hours.
You weren't Team Angelina that time?
I Angelina was a slow burn for me, but
okay,
you all know, right. But she had the great, she had the best finale. I mean,
up till the very end.
If you
yeah.
win, it's one thing to win Survivor, but it's another thing to win the finale. And I
what
think
would you rather do? Would you rather win Survivor or win the finale and not get the money?
I'd probably win the finale and then get on the White Lotus.
Ooh. Where are they going now, this next time?
They're going... I think they're going Thailand. I don't actually know that. Gosh. Everyone just tells me that. What would you... You'd probably rather win $1 million.
I'm so poor. Yeah, just give me the money, please, man. No, I would
likes.
Get... I would get Gabe place, like in ninth place.
Gabe
the first
place.
Person, the first person voted out of my alliance after being loyal the whole time.
Mm.
And like, oh, I'll come back next time, Jeff. So the actual thing we're saying, just to put a topic here, Genevieve versus Rachel mm-hmm. of a rivalry. How is this one of the best rivalries in Survivor recently in the new era? We've been doing ever since forever ago. I guess there's been some rivalries on some of the best seasons, like Heroes versus Villains, of like, are you Team Parvati? Are you Team Sandra? They made it all the way to the end together and had a fight at Final Tribal Council. We're not going to get that for Genevieve and Rachel. Mm. But it does feel like these two people, while they maneuvered through the game together, it was not together at all.
Yeah. They were like, well, I forget what movie. They were like inevitable. It was inevitable that they were going to have to, one of them was going to have to go. I think they, without having put a lot of thought into this, they feel like one of the better rivalries of the new era. Because like I mentioned earlier, they've just, it drew on. Even though it felt more like on Genevieve's side than on Rachel's side. We have known that they were the two big players. And they had to come to a head, even though there was still Sam and Kyle and all these other big names out there. So New Era, I would say so. I think there are other more obvious or like in-your-face rivalries. I remember really liking Jeremy and Josh, even though that was super quick in San Juan del Sur. They were really in your face. It was like you're Team Jeremy or Team Josh.
I have to take you out.
Yeah, and that really wasn't the case until very recently with Genevieve and Rachel.
And, like, I think one thing that I truly liked about this one, more so, like I think it's a unique relationship. I'm trying to get it out, but, like, most people have been like, Rachel's kind of boring. And I've heard that from a couple people on Twitter, like, oh, we're going to have a boring winner, or, like, oh, she plays so well. And it's like, I don't really think that anymore after last night's episode. And I do think her and Genevieve straight up talking to each other is some of the best beach talk we've had since, like, one of my favorites was like John and Jacqueline of like, I know you're my boyfriend, but like you could kick rocks for about 6 hours and come talk to me later.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you right now. And like this beach talk was more like, it's crazy how we have some parallels in her life for both 30-year-old professional women. Like, I'm sure that could be a meme that comes out of this of like, are you a 30s professional woman that wants to be on Survivor? Like,
that's gonna be Jeff. Hey, are you are you a 30? What is Rachel's career? Because Genevieve's a lawyer.
Oh, Rachel's like very, very famously a what are they called? I've made fun of it and now I can't even think, like the people graphic designer. I was like, how is a graphic designer? I was like, how's a graphic designer going to translate at all in Survivor? That was the first episode of everything we did.
It is,
and
unfortunate
that's,
when people are like, well, as a bartender,
I'm
really
going to remember
good at
everything.
Yeah, it's like, get out of here. So unfortunately, we didn't hear Rachel apply her graphic design
But I think it's like, that's why she's so good at puzzles. But then she lost the puzzle last night.
Yeah, she was pissed about it. She lost it to Genevieve.
I thought that was a very cool layer of this rivalry too, of like her straight up saying like Genevieve's going to get the best of me at that tribal council, and then pulling out the like idol is like the most whatever. Then we had Genevieve straight up saying out loud, I need to go babysit Rachel. Mm-hmm. And then like the last two people in the immunity with the most things up, like the only people that can catch her is Genevieve. It's like, it just all comes down to like literally no one else matters between those two people at Final Five. And like even the other guys have like a, what are we, chopped liver? Like we, the three of us could win. Like we should go
Sam
together.
Sam was feeling a little left out.
Which I'm sure like Sam and Genevieve are they a pair in your mind, or are they just kind of people that are circumstanced together?
I think they had to fall backwards into each other. I think, you know, when Teeny was deciding or talking at Tribal Council of, I don't know if Sam and Genevieve are just pulling one over us, that's totally fair. But Sam and Genevieve are together because they were backed into this corner of being threats with Kyle. I don't think they ever would have chosen each other. Had Sierra still been there, I think they would have sort of just circled around each other. With Genevieve, when I look back, I don't really know who she was ever in an alliance with. It seems like it sort of just popped around, and maybe that
especially
was
after she gets her to Saul, you're like, oh my god,
exactly. So, and that seems to be the theme even since the beginning, because I never could really figure out if she was serious about Rome or not. So actually hearing what you're saying, I actually wish there was more buildup earlier in the season to this Rachel and Genevieve thing. But I really think there were so many threats this season that it was almost hard to show it as being the two of them.
I think another thing that pops into my head, I keep using that as a starter, but like it's weird to me that like at the Final Five, Teeny kind of has been more of the core, but she hasn't been making decisions. And like now she's at Final Four with no chance to win. But Genevieve's been bouncing around with no real allies. And like Andy is an afterthought to this core alliance and like bouncing around and doing stuff. But now he has a better shot to win. So it's almost an interesting like evolution of the game, of the community, as we call it now. Thanks, Jeff. But like, like, is it better to be the most dialed in strategic person? Or like when you think about it, none of these four people left were driving strategy through a large portion of the early game, the early merge.
Yeah, I think people's priority when voting for a winner has become pretty much strictly, did you have agency or not? And in a very, very backwards way, being in an alliance, it's almost, I don't know, I'm thinking this live, but it's almost simple, and so people don't count that as agency. It's almost like you're falling back on an alliance, when in reality, like Operation Italy, that happened from a reward challenge, and nothing ever comes of like a random group of people winning a reward. And so I think that part of that was so successful because it was just different. If Teeny and that group, if they voted out Sam that night, then they said that at the jury, no one would care, or said that at the Final Tribal Council, no one would care.
I think that's so interesting. Of like, it does feel like a lot of stuff barely happened, and I think this is the most so far in a while where I'm like, I kind of can't wait for the finale to happen so I can get the like behind the scenes of like Rachel being like, oh, that one confessional, I was lying, or like it was a lot closer than you thought, or somebody looked over my shoulder when I cut the idol out of the tarp, and I was like, God, there's barnacles over here. Like I'm actually interested in those stories for this. And I think it's kind of rough because somebody earlier was like, the only thing I didn't really quite like about the season was like, it feels like the casting is a little bit not as good. And I'm like, I think I like 80% of these people, but I think it's like an amazing boot order of like people that I didn't really quite connect with or care with. Like besides like Saul And I was rooting for Sierra, but it wasn't like she had much unfinished business that we didn't get to pay off of, like, they're going to split up Sierra and Sam. They're going to split up Sierra and Sam. And, like, that's all the stuff in the middle or the merge. And then it's like, oh, they split her up and Sam just played that better because Andy threw him a bone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. But I'm going backwards a little bit, but you thought Rachel was boring, or you're not, like,
no,
invested in her story, or people are not.
So what people were saying is Rachel is kind of what you're saying and kind of not. It's more of like, oh, that would be a boring win because she was so dominant and, like, just won idols and got challenges. And she's not really, like, the over-the-top, like some of the other people are, like...
Yes.
Genevieve is slaying, and Rachel is more subdued and more, like, calculated and more... Like, she literally takes a breath and then wins the challenge. Like, she's done that, like, two times at least. I don't know if she did it on the third one. But, like, I'm about to win a Survivor challenge. Most people would just, like put it as fast as possible, and she's, like...
She's, like, so reasonable.
Right.
And we,
like, I don't think you could piss her off in 10 years that where she would, like, get as angry as some of these other people have been.
I see what you're saying. I think also, that's funny. I didn't even really connect with the fact that she's won the second most immunity challenges behind Kyle. So I guess I hadn't considered that she's been safe for quite a bit of the merge, especially with her idol. So I can see how that, it seems like a path that's not super exciting. I guess I like her because she seems so normal. But she also, she's like willing to grab some rice from the challenge. She's funny. I don't know. She's someone that I'd want to hang out with. So that's probably why I'm rooting for her. But I also feel that way about pretty much everyone on this season. So again, that's why I'm really enjoying it.
Interesting. I'm not a 30s professional woman, but I feel like I literally said to my friend that I was watching Survivor with last night, I was like, I don't think Genevieve and I have anything in common, or like what would I talk to Genevieve about if I did see her at a grocery store? I'd be like, hi, I saw your season of Survivor. Are you still a lawyer?
Mother is mothering.
I was on a jury once, but I guess you were on a jury more recently than I was.
Compare jury stories.
Yeah, I was dismissed actually.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I didn't. I only got $50 instead of more. It's probably actually in the mail by now. Other stuff that's in the mail by now.
Sue's idol.
Do you think she's transitioned? Do you think she's gonna keep that idol forever or sell it for charity?
She'll keep that forever. Absolutely.
Okay.
I love that she played that idol and everyone was like, good job. You nailed. Good job, Sue. I loved it. I love that she played it. And even Sam, he was like, wow, where'd you get that? Like, come on, guys, take her a little more seriously.
Yeah. How long have you had that? Since before the merge? How do you think, now that we pretty much know Sue's going to be in the finals, how do you think she will broach the topic of her rivalry that she had of trying to come off as 45 when she's actually 58? How do you think she tells everybody?
I thought you were going to say her rivalry with Kyle, but I far prefer her rivalry with her fake age and her actual age. It reminds me a bit of, remember last season, Liz was like, oh, if I got to the finals,
I'm a millionaire.
I was going to tell them I'm not a millionaire at the finals tribal council. So I don't know. I can't remember because that storyline ended so long ago. I forget if anybody questioned it, but the contouring that she's doing with the dirt has me convinced. I'm into it.
That was one of my favorite tweets. They were like, final six challenge was in the water just so Sue could get her face washed.
So, no.
I was like, oh my God. Why are you guys so mean to Sue? She's doing her best.
And she's like, she does great in challenges. She's in the grand scheme of the, I hate this for the older woman, sure, she's not playing the game at the pace that the other players are, but I don't know. She's pretty far. She found this idol. She played an idol. She's doing well in challenges. Give the woman a break.
She will do better than 99% of the planet at Survivor. Like, you do have to ask Sue's advice of how to play.
Absolutely.
Because she's that good.
I do wonder if she gets to the finals, if she gets to the finals tribal council, if there's going to be some closure to this Kyle thing. Because that was... I don't know if there's been exit press or anything, but I just don't really know where it's come from.
I think there will be the, you called me Tweedledum, but look who's here, because she was really bothered by that comment of like,
yeah.
And I've been there, like, I don't know if you've played Survivor games online, and I've been the like no jury votes guy and be like, I made it all the way to the end and you did it. And it's like, it's just such a fool's errand of like, we're just trying to get some kind of like, I did leverage. Good, right?
Yeah. Right? Well, I guess if you go in knowing that you're going to be the zero vote finalist, which I feel like there's enough self-awareness now with players, you kind of have to swing for the fence, because otherwise you're just going to get, you're going to get no screen time. You're going to get no votes. No one's going to talk to you. So you should try to do it
from Jeff's seat, like Rome. How much control I had of the game. I'm sitting in Jeff Probst's seat.
No, this is not the purpose of this episode, but that was not for me. Jeff's the seed is Jeff's the seed.
Oh my God. Sacred ground. Okay. Okay. Sierra got 11th place. So there's going to be 8 votes. How many votes does Rachel get in the end if she does get there?
There's only 8 votes.
Sierra, Saul.
Oh, this is going to be tough. Sierra, Saul. Genevieve, I'm not
going. No, to okay, we're gonna do whatever order. Okay, Genevieve, Andy, Caroline, Kyle, Gabe, then
Sierra, Saul. That's 7.
One mystery person dying at fire.
Yeah, they're the person who Andy comes back for. What the heck?
So that's 8.
Who's their mystery person? All right, well, whatever. We'll
the person that's at final 4 that we don't know yet.
Oh, right. Yeah. I feel like it shouldn't be even. But anyways, whatever. I think if it's Rachel and Sam, I think Sierra would vote for Sam. I actually think Rachel... I was about to say maybe Genevieve would vote for Sam, but I actually think Genevieve would vote for Rachel. Andy says he would vote for Rachel 100 times over, but I think he and Sam have gone through it more than I think he and Rachel have, so I could see him voting for Sam. Saul... Gabe,
voting
Rachel,
for Teeny at all?
I don't know. I don't know how close they were. I feel like we were not shown them being super duper close.
No. But nobody was super duper close to Teeny. Like,
no, even they always got voted out.
Even at her lowest moment, she was like, my bag burned and I'm all by myself over here.
Yeah, it's not great. Every time someone was close to her, they got voted out. It was very sad.
Or she had to give the wine bottle back or whatever.
I will say, if it was Teeny versus the red wine in the final tribal, put me in a front row seat for that.
Teeny is taking down every bottle you put.
Teeny's winning 11-0 with all the AI generated shenanigans.
It's kind of iconic to have two different wine challenges of like I think the first one was pretty much the merge feast, even though there wasn't a merge feast. But it was like, she's drunk. And then like at final 5, like, this is so fun, you guys. Like, Teeny, how are you not locked in? Like, you keep getting like backstabbed, flipped on. You literally are going to say later at the tribal council, like, I'm being put in the spin cycle. Like, how are you not like, I need to be of sound mind. Let me not drink one thing of wine real quick so I can have a better shot at $1 million in 3 days. Is like,
or
what
maybe
are you doing?
It's just like, you know, I'm here. I have that same thing. I'm always like, why would people get drunk on Survivor? Blah blah blah. They gotta play a game. Yeah. But I also
then they hand you a pina colada and you're like,
I'm like a sucker for a margarita. Like I would have like 50 of those on a reward challenge and completely embarrass myself. It's
if
like
they had enchiladas,
you want to get drunk. on Survivor.
They would medevac me from the game like Bruce. And
would that be your, oh God.
Enchiladas.
Wait, so would that be your, like, you would let go of the challenge? Like, you would do anything?
I think I would be bad at most Survivor balance challenges, and that's kind of where they have the hamburgers. So I'd be like, I'm eating the hamburgers because I'm going to get second to last place here. So
okay, wait, what about if you had all the money at the auction? And like, what is Jeff bringing out that you're like, everyone move over. This is what I require.
Everyone move over. I will literally, like, for some reason, I feel like it's pad thai, which is a weird one to say.
The specificity, I love it. Not like, just any noodles.
I would be craving pad thai so much at that point. And pad thai is like the perfect meal of like, you stop when you're done. They can't overfeed you pad thai. Like,
yeah. And it's got like that good peanut flavor. It's pad thai's a good one. I like that.
Because the pizza looks so bad half the time.
I wouldn't touch the pizza. I'd probably get a burger. I feel like a burger would be good. But a margarita and like some chips. Or like buffalo wings.
Pina colada party, I would give all like $1,000 to be like you and one other person drinks three pina coladas each.
Like, that would be the like
immediately fly out of my body.
And it's like eat the cake in 60 seconds. It's like chug the pina colada in 60 seconds. All right. Well, that's the alternate universe final tribal council that we're working on.
I don't think I'll be on Survivor anytime soon. Probably the Summit 3. That's hopefully what I'll try out for. Have you been watching the Summit?
I have not. Should I?
That looks bad, right? Like, it's like all of the commercials are like, there's a decision that one person's going to make. And it's like no strategy whatsoever. And it's like, who's the slowest? Oh. We're going to get rid of you.
We're going to vote them out. Wait, so does that imply that we're currently on the Summit 2?
I'm sure they had to cast it immediately. Summit 1 is such a smash hit, right?
What I'd actually like to do is my next power rankings is one season shows that have aired after Survivor.
Oh my God. I have worked on at least 5 of them. And that's going to be a little bit too personal to home. I did not work on the Love Boat. That is the one you pit. Like, I worked on TKO, and then I worked on. Do you remember that one at all? With
I remember. I don't remember Hart. The content, but I remember the ads.
And Million Dollar Mile with Tim Tebow hosting. Like, what are we doing?
Oh my God, what are we doing?
Oh my goodness! Summit has potential. They just need to change everything about it. I love that.
That's it.
I think Phil's a little bit better at showing comments. I don't know if there was any comments where you're like, we gotta show that. Can I name my kid after you, Alexa?
Yeah, that felt a little specific, but we can show it if we want.
I think it's so
I've been following them, and I think you've been showing the good ones. So nice job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody has to work harder to impress Alexa.
I know. Honored.
Who impressed you the most of the season as our final, like, when you look back at 47, 5 years from now, when it's 57,
good God,
are you going to, oh my God, I can't believe it's been 5 years since blank happened on that season. I remember that so well, and I loved it. That's a big leading question.
That is a big question. There's something about Genevieve that feels very different. I don't know. I don't know if it's because she's so reserved or if she actually reminds me of the second coming of Parvati.
I believe that as well. Yeah.
She has that.
Shouldn't they say quoi?
Oui. She has that something. She's got that something that all these other fake Parvatis, she kind of looks like her too, which helps. I do think with Andy, we saw the new era David Wright kind of situation.
Okay. I like that. I think
people are always going to be drawn to that. I think those are probably the personalities or the player types that stick out. I think Sam is a player who's gonna, people will remember. And if Rachel wins or if she doesn't win, I think you raise a good point. I think she'll be a great winner and I think she's a great player, but I don't think people are going to be like putting Rachel's name as like, here's who I want to play like. Because if Rachel is playing just like a solid, normal heads down game.
Interesting. I like that. I like that analysis. You should do this more often.
I'd love to. I missed
it. Get in here one every 3 weeks or so.
Phil's only texting me when he's going to Disneyland.
I think it's going to be one of those things where you're like, oh, that was Genevieve's first season. She was even better on her fourth one. And you're like, how has she played 4 times in 5 years? Know.
Get her on the Summit season 7. Get this woman on that. Oh my God.
All the Summit heads are like, somebody else watches this show? Oh my God.
And the Summit heads.
I mean, maybe there's a crossover and we get Andy on Big Brother next summer.
Oh my gosh. Get Siri back. Just complete the triangle. Or
he has computers to program or something and he can't. I've had a blast. I do think 47. I don't really see how you could rank it in the bottom half of New Era. Mm-mm. I liked last season a lot, but 7, 6, 5 that we just watched over the last 3 hours, 4.5 hours, is like some of my favorite that I have seen of the New Era. I'm going to be putting this in my top 2 seasons of the New Era. I just got to figure out if it's number 1 or number 2.
What would be the other one?
I thought you'd never ask.
It was so mysterious.
I think I like D winning. That was very refreshing.
She was a good one.
I think there's a lot about D that I would be like, I can't play D's game. That's super cool. I liked the cast a lot from last season, but overall, 4 people going back to back to back with idols is kind of less fun than one of them paying off and flipping the game.
Interesting.
If we could put Q on season 47, I think it'd be a no-brainer. 47's my favorite. But
Q
like,
and Rome on the same tribe, or are they the new Genevieve and Rachel?
Oh my gosh. That's who they're going to be on 50 together. I think I'm not. Who won 42? I can't remember 42 right now. That's so embarrassing.
Erica and then.
Oh, Marianne. Right. 42, I liked. I liked the end game of 42. I will say that is probably the second most interesting end game. Mm-hmm. Except this one's not as interesting because of fire making. We don't even have a winner yet, but I think this will be my favorite season of the New Era. And for specific reasons, the Operation Italy fallout and finality of that rivalry is probably the best 3-episode arc of ever.
New Era. I like that of the New Era. It must be so sad to be, it's unfortunate to be like, you're the best ex of the past 4 years, like, but just of the New Era.
But you're one of my best friends since I moved to Los Angeles.
Literally.
You're one of my favorite co-hosts that I talk to every once in a while on
Survivor Specialist twice podcast. A year.
But it's always a blast.
It's always a blast. But anyways, I agree with you. I would love to see Q versus Rome in season 50. But I think it has been a really good end game. I'm a little pessimistic about like the super duper end game, like what we're going to get next week. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope it'll be a fight to the finish.
And maybe Jeff just gives the win to Sue because he has full
she
control.
She deserves that.
Yeah. And it's kind of a family show now. And what better person of a family to win than the grandma?
Than Sue. And that idol play.
Yeah.
Got to give her
flowers. Sue-sational. How many other Sue puns can we do?
Oh,
so
nice
Sue me.
Tweedle Sue.
I ain't no lazy Susan.
Nice.
That's digging deeper.
Bye,
on December 12th. Oh my God, it's my roommate's birthday. And there's a Rams game.
Happy birthday, roommate.
Okay.
Bye.
Keep it real. Thanks for watching, everybody. I guess I have to push the button this time.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.